Hey, this is Charlie Benante from Classic 78.
This is Tom Higgins from Classic 78.
This is Joe McGinnis from Classic 78. And you're listening to Tom and Zeus on Shout It Out Loudcast.
Woohoo!
Oh boy. Here we go. Oi.
This is James Simmons.
Put that cookie down.
Kiss.
Stop pressing the button.
Star Broker Simmons.
Star?
Paul Stanley. Is that what he does?
Stop shouting.
I need Ace Riley.
He's not what you would call a handsome man.
Oh no, here come the kiss times.
Is that a positive thing?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to grab me an ice cold mellow yellow.
Why? Why do that to the fan?
Stop it.
Why?
Because fuck them.
Clap them.
What are you talking about?
617-525-0850.
You do?
Hey, fucko.
Do you like Kiss?
Settle down.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from Kiss with a very important announcement. Comedian Craig Gass, who wouldn't be shit without me. I should have kicked his ass a long time ago, but he's performing two special nights of Kiss comedy shows from beginning to end, all jokes about Kiss. And it's going to coincide with the final Kiss shows ever. At Madison Square Garden in New York City, you can see Craig do a full Kiss show November 30th and December 3rd, before and after. The final Kiss shows ever. Unless you got $20, then I'll come to your house. Go to getgas.com for the comedy tickets. Getgas with two S's .com for the comedy tickets. Or go to kissonline.com and click on my codpiece for a punch in the face for $50.
Do we have time? Do we have time to get him to look better?
That's the best he can do. Hit that touch-up feature on the StreamYard, Joey.
Put a fucking wig on or something. You put on a hat or something. Jesus Christ.
You know, I'll put a hat on.
Oh, no, not that thing. That awful thing.
You're going to make me choke.
All right, boys. Has everyone, look, your best friend, Heavy Mail's here.
Woo! Who's best friend?
That's Joey's buddy.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Heavy Mail's here? Where is he?
Yeah, Ray. That's Ray. That's.
Oh, I don't know his real name. All I know
Ray.
Is Beautiful Mayo.
No.
Yeah, we're getting there, boys. We're getting there. Let's let a few more people show up.
King Quesada, he knows the deal. They're not ready for what's coming.
Nobody's ready. Everybody thinks they know what we're about to say.
Powerful and handsome men, one
Where?
And three. Yes, I agree.
Where? Sneed Rock joins us. John Clifford, Bruce Foudy, Rick Rara. I paused. Who's the boss for this?
I got a quick question. Every once in a while, I tune into your moron show.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I've been hearing, I'm back at least 8 or 9 episodes. I hear this guy, someone says that he who should not be mentioned. Who is this?
You.
you pick up on that.
Who is this person?
Why is there a rumor that you're joining Slipknot? If you did, it'd be great. You wouldn't even need a mask.
Not just the nose will stick right out. They're going to just put this is not a prosthetic, everybody.
So when we mention your name, you get your theme music. I don't want to do your theme music. So
hit it live.
I'm like, don't say his name. I got to put it in.
Hit it live, baby.
Michael Murphy says that he hopes that Quesada is announcing his retirement.
I actually hope that too, Michael.
Wow. Russ joining us from Queensland, Australia. Woo! Cade Fulling says, why didn't I invite Ace up from the shed?
Oh, shit.
You know what,
Cade,
that's a fair question. I have an 8 p.m. curfew for Ace. It gets locked up till 8.
You guys are going to be surprised. They just got a sneak peek at the new video. It is effing awesome.
Yeah, that's the announcement. 10,000 volts.
Joey Romanek. There he is, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's see, Tom. We're a good number yet?
I think a lot of people, the people who followed instructions and tuned in live at 8 o'clock, they're here.
Oh, you mean the other ones that, you know, sent us DMs? Hey, how do I get on Facebook Live?
Listen, I see Mayo. I see Romanek. Where is my boy from QBC Inc.? What's his name again?
First of all, we got the great Gary Kapp is here.
That's right.
Okay. And then someone says 10,000 minutes of Laura hogging the camera.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. Yeah, I want to know, where's Murph? God damn it. Where's he? What's he doing? He's got nothing to do.
Have I ever seen Murph? Does Murph look like you two?
No, he's not. He doesn't look that bad.
Okay, good.
No.
Thank God. Murph coming? Is Murph coming to the December 2nd show?
Oh, yeah, he's coming. He's making the road trip. Wait until you hear that live cast of me, Murph, and Zeus driving from Boston to New York City. We're gonna do Facebook Live the entire time. Watch.
No, Ken, you do not have time to take a shit. We're announcing our announcement very soon.
First of all, Ken, you can watch this on your phone, so go.
You can act like a man.
A Cushnet, Massachusetts in the house. Rick is saying he misses the top five with Joey. Joey, what's
up? It's coming. We got a good one coming this week, baby. We're back. I hope. I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm trying. I'm trying, everybody.
Or Ernie. What's Ernie been doing with all of his spare time?
He's probably vomiting all over somebody. What do you mean?
It doesn't matter because we have the great Jeff Trott here.
Hey, look who's there. Anthony Barone is your QBC.
Oh!
Tony,
listen, you come on my show, I will give you the plugs you deserve, not like these idiots. Whatever they're charging you, half price.
Joey, your show hasn't been on in 6 months. What kind of advertisement is that?
L7Q Inc.
We'll advertising get it. At an abandoned mall strip. That's what it is.
Now, John Whiteman wants to know if he has time to watch Ken take a shit.
You know what I just thought of? No one's ever seen this interaction. They hear it, but they no one's it. Ever seen it, right?
That's true. That's no. true. Keith Rochford thinks that Joey's got a new book coming out.
Hey, I want to kind of go around and tell people, like, what is your favorite rumor that you heard because of this meeting? I like the thought that people were saying you guys are each going to create your own super podcast and Stop Shout It Out Loudcast and, Five with Joey and QVC, Rock City, whatever the fuck else you're on.
I don't think we need to have a super podcast to overthrow you idiots. We need a slightly below average podcast.
Well, you ain't going to do it with the fucking kiss tards you have on your shows.
Whoa. Are we allowed to say this name live? I don't know if we're allowed to use that.
Heavy Mayo goes, you're just punking us.
Sorry.
Heavy Mayo says we're punking him. He thinks this is just a new top five episode.
Wait, which one is Heavy Mayo again? I forgot.
Ray.
Change your freaking name on here to Heavy Mayo. No one likes Ray.
Eric Michael Rapini says, "Fuck yeah, Zeus doing Paul voice on Poughkeepsie soundboard sounds like a flamboyant Dusty Rhodes." Was there any other kind of Dusty Rhodes?
No,
that's a good.
I think that's the only way he used to talk like that all the time. That is of a little Paul Stanley Little.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Rock. I never thought of that.
I'm a son of a plumber.
Sneed Rock is commenting on your VO5, Joey.
Listen, I actually didn't do the hot oil treatment tonight. That's only a weekend thing. Otherwise, you oil too much. I have natural olive oil, you know, exuding from my skin. I can't over oil.
Tell me all about right. it.
Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah, let's go. Bring it. Drop it.
Do this. Since Zeus is the least handsome, let him make the announcement.
We'll go in order of good lookingness. None of us are going to speak. It's going to fucking end right now, then. All right. So we have been planning this for quite some time now. We put in a lot of work, and we got a project that we've been working on together, the three of us. And we're proud to say that we are announcing today this.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment of Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
A new Kiss book written by the three of us.
Well, kind of
written by two of us, and we have Joey just for the looks. And we've combined our talents, and it's called Raise Your Glasses, a celebration of 50 years of Kiss songs by celebrities, musicians, and fans.
Yep.
Tom, why don't you tell people what this is going to be?
Yeah, so the book's going to be broken down in chronological order of the albums, and what we're going to do is, for example, for the debut album Kiss, there'll be a description of the album, and then what we're going to do is all the people that the three of us, or shout out Loudcast and Joey, all the people that we've interviewed on the show, or that we've met, or that we've done conversations with via email, friends, text, in person, we have had everybody compile their personal thoughts on these individual songs. So when you go to the chapter on the debut album, you'll see Deuce, and then you'll see what everybody thinks about Deuce, their personal stories, their feelings on that. Same thing with, and we're going to be every single album in the catalog from Kiss to Monster.
Right. As you can imagine, this is quite an undertaking. We are literally getting all of our friends, celebrities, musicians to review when we say every Kiss song in the catalog, we mean every Kiss song in the catalog. You're going to have upwards of 5 reviews from each song from the likes of Chris Jericho, Mike Portnoy, Charlie Benante, Eddie Trunk, so many others, Holly Knight, a lot of Bruce Kulick.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be such an incredible book. You know, this is not your typical Kiss book. If you guys like which is my favorite book of all time from Kiss, Behind the Mask, where Gene, mm-hmm, Paul, Peter, and Ace review every song. Think of this as a sister book. This is going to be very similar, as the layout is going to be very similar. We're talking about every Kiss song. We're going to talk about every Kiss album. Everyone that we got to give their personal history and personal thoughts, not just a review, hey, I like that song, I dislike that song. It's going to be more personal to each and every person. First time they heard The Elder, first time they heard My Way, first time they heard God of Thunder. So many, you know, as we're compiling this book and we're reading some of this history of all these incredible musicians, comedian, actors, they're just like you and I. They're Kiss fans. And the biggest part of this book is we wanted to do something to celebrate the music. Not, you know, there's a million amazing photo books out there. This is not going to be a high gloss photo, you know, book that you put on your shelf and you display. This is going to be a fun, readable book. You don't have to read it by chapter. You can glance at this album, that album, this album. It's one of those books that you'll go back to for years to come just to hear what people are writing about these songs.
Yeah, and it's going to be – so just to no, thank you so much for all the comments and the kind words and all that. That's great. So this is just going to be official releases. So it's going to be every studio album, the 4 solo albums, and then what we refer to as side 4 from Kiss Alive 2, and then the original tracks off Killers. So
and
no demo
– and Smashes.
Right, Smashes, Thrashes. No demos, nothing from, you know, the Destroyer box set or Creatures box set, nothing like that. And you know, we've been working on this for a while. Joey has started to put together a layout, for all three of us to kind of get a visual of what we've been envisioning in our head. And it's just we're Kiss fans as well, obviously. And it's pretty amazing just to see this and to hear, you know, what Mike Portnoy's, you know, what he liked this particular song because he heard it when he first saw them in concert or when he listened to the cassette when he was 10 years old. It's really, really cool. We're super excited.
Yeah. The other thing aspect is that we didn't just hit musicians.
Right.
We got fans of Kiss. So there are a lot of other celebrities. I mean, you know, we obviously, there's wrestlers involved. There's actors involved. There's comedians involved. Guys, think of it this way, too. Who does Joey know?
Yep.
Who have we had on our show? This has been an ongoing process we've been doing in the background amongst our other 15 podcasts we got running and sidecasts and Joey's 15 fucking bands and gigs he's got going on. We've been putting this on the, you know, in the background, we've been all working on this and we're close to finishing. Our original goal was to get this coming out in Christmas time. And we just got inundated with like, hey, how about this guy? Holy shit, this guy wants to do it. Oh, shit, let's get this guy. And at some point, you got to cut it off.
We just thought it would be worth it. Wait a little bit and get everyone that really wants to be a part of this book. And I'm sure this announcement is going to have a couple other people come out of the woodwork. But we just want to put out the best book possible. It will be out first quarter of 2024. Mm-hmm. We're putting the finishing touches on it now. We're gathering the last set of reviews. Book is all laid out. Everything's all set to go. This is not going to be other books that you've heard about in the past that have never come out.
Nothing to do like
we're
that.
We don't want your pre-orders. We don't want anything like that. This is going to be, once it's ready, it's going to be for sale. You could send your money directly to joeycasada.com.
Hey, good question here. A couple people mentioned, you know, I know Paul Heider was kind of probably tongue in cheek, but he said, this sounds awesome. How are you going to get it by Gene? We've addressed that. We've had conversations with people that are in the business of publishing and putting books together in the legal aspects of imaging, et cetera, et cetera. Joey, Zeus, you guys want to comment on a little bit of that?
Again, guys, I don't want to go into all the legalities of it, but this is in total legal rights. We're doing reviews of songs.
Yep.
We're totally fine. Don't worry about that. You guys are going to enjoy the book. We got the whole extended Kiss family, as you guys know, all the Bruce's band and Ace's band, and you know, tons of Kiss co-writers talking about the songs they wrote with Gene and Paul and Vinny. And it's just incredible reading some of these stories. And none of these stories have ever been talked about. It's not something that we're taking, you know, this interview and we're taking that from that book and that from that. This is a brand new book. These are not reviews.
First-hand accounts
by all the people we have involved. And over the next few weeks and the next few months, we'll give you a little snippets here and there. We'll give you some teasers of who else we got involved. But I think you guys are going to really love it. It's one of those books like me. And I think we had a couple of members already on our comment staff here that like to take a lot of shits. And it's a good book. You sit there, you skim through a couple of chapters. You look up some of your favorite songs. You hear what people who have been with Kiss, friends of Kiss, wrote with Kiss, think about the songs we all love. Kiss gets so much attention for their look and their stage and their all this set list. We don't want to talk about any of that.
No.
We want to talk about something that I think gets overlooked. And it's what I love most about Kiss, the music.
That's right.
Yeah, I think you guys will really like it. As we started this podcast years ago, we said, just as Kiss says, you know, we wanted to be the band. Well, we wanted to have the podcast that we wanted to hear. And we want a book that we want to read. And it might not be what everybody wants, but this is something we like. And we think that people here that are following us and follow Joey, they know us. They like our style. That's what you're going to get. We're not putting out anything half-assed that we wouldn't be 100% behind. Like, there are times, guys, I'm telling you, where each one of us, a certain different point, is like, holy shit, this is fucking looking good.
Yeah.
And we're getting pumped.
Yeah. And like Joey said, this is all brand new original content. We're not pulling from any books or any interviews or any, like, you know, websites. This is all stuff where we're sourcing all this ourselves. This is all original new commentary and new quotes from all these people. And, you know, that's why we want to make sure that it's going to be the best product that we can put out there, because not only do we respect each other, but we respect you guys and all the Kiss fans out there to make sure that they're going to get something that's memorable.
Yeah. And what we kind of came up with in our little bit of a tagline, a little bit, is we're saying that we love the costumes, we love the makeup, we love the concerts, but more than anything, we love the songs. So I know everyone's like, raise your glasses. Ew.
Hey,
but it's a celebration. And let's tip the hat to my partner over there because he came up with the name and I fucking love it. And it's literally, we're celebrating 50
celebrating
years songs, the music, and it's celebrities, musicians, comedians, wrestlers, you name it, come together to share their thoughts on Kiss songs in a one of a kind book. Here it
is. I got outvoted. I wanted it Joey Quesada's Big Kiss Book Celebration, and I got outvoted 2-1.
That would have been great. They would have put that in the kids section of friggin' Barnes & Noble. That would have been fantastic.
I was writing it with crayon.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Joe Morris makes the joke about it, except for Freak, right, Tom? And that's just the thing. We're going to get Freak.
That's right.
With five comments.
Literally
get everything.
When we say every song, like Joe, there is going to be comments about Freak. And let's be clear, the comments on every single song aren't necessarily going to say how amazing the song is.
Exactly.
There might be people who say, hey, you know what? I love Monster, but when I'm listening to Freak, I'm not really sure what, you know, whatever. So, I mean, granted, 99.9% of the book is a celebration of every album and every song.
Not to give anything away, but I was building some of the book today, and I was finalizing some of the Animalized chapter. And there's some great comments on Burn, Bitch, Burn, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, those are always the favorite. So some of the people that were like, they turn their stuff into us, we're looking at them, we're like, holy shit, this guy picked every single deep cut you can imagine. And it's wonderful.
Yep.
Love it. And then you get others that will be like, here's my opinion of Detroit Rock City, Rock and Roll All Night, Cold Gin and Beth.
Which is fine. Hey. That's great, too.
And that's the other great thing, right? How about the songs that come in that you would never expect have more comments than anybody else, any other song?
That's right.
Like, what the hell did this come from?
Yep.
It's always fascinating.
Yeah, I just had to cut some of the comments for King of the Mountain. We had so many for some reason from King of the Mountain. So it's so much fun building this, guys, and doing this with Tom and Zeus. You know, as we're gathering these interviews, it's so much fun reading. And that's what I'm getting the chills talking about it, because as I'm reading it when we're putting it together, it's the exact type of book that I like. I don't like to sit and read chapter by chapter by chapter. I like to read a little bit here, a little bit there, skim. Oh, I want to read about this song. I want to read about that song. I want to read about this album. Oh my God, I'm into, you know, Killers right now. Let me go read about those four songs from Killers and who has anything to say about those. What did Bruce say about those songs?
And we have a lot of Bruce comments. A lot.
Bruce has been great.
Yeah. Couple comments here real quick. So Trish DeLallo, hey, Zeus, this is Marty's girlfriend with a steroid problem, built like Lou Ferrigno. Will there be an audio version? Because Marty can't read. Mike Reese.
Perhaps, who knows? Maybe we'll do the audio version in Ace voice.
Ace's voice.
Oh. That's the first time I heard the song Parasite. I was thinking about the old dirty sandwich I ate last week, and it gave me some stomach problems with the parasites they found me.
Mike Reese says, are our three opinions going to be represented as well?
Absolutely. We'll have our comments in there too. Not on everything. You know, we're not going to overshadow some of the other people. We're going to paper it a little bit with us. We want to do our opinion on certain songs, not necessarily songs we love or hate, just certain songs that maybe mean something to us, whether it's good or bad or had special moments in our lives. As you all know, I'm sure you've experienced the same way we have.
Yep.
Kiss songs mean something different to everyone, whether it's Love Gun, the first time you did this, or the first time, you know, maybe the younger generation heard a song like, you know, Down Below on freaking
Take Me Down Below.
So, you know, every song means something different to everyone. That's why the book is going to be so special, because every comment is completely different than the one before it.
And they're all personal. They're all unique and personal. So when you get to the chapter, say, you know, on Rock and Roll Over, and you see the comments for Calling Dr. Love, and you see that there's five or six people maybe that commented on that, they're all going to be different. They're all going to be that person's individual reasoning and interpretation of why that song's important, why they love it, what part of the song means the most to them. And again, as we've kind of been building kind of like the framework of this and reading what we've already put together, I mean, it's not even done yet, and we're excited. So
yeah, I try to avoid reading them.
Yeah,
because I want to see the finished product and be surprised, because I read some of them and you're like, fuck, this is awesome. This is, oh, he really thinks that? Holy shit. And you're like, oh, no, I don't want to read this. I want to wait till it comes out. And it's fun stuff, guys. To us, we love hearing when we have our guests on, and Joe, when you have friends, people that are in other bands, and I've seen it with him and other people, they just love to gravitate to talk about Kiss. So even when we have like wrestlers on or comedians, they're fucking like want to shoot the shit about Kiss because we have a Kiss show. They're excited. People want to share this stuff. And it's kind of addictive. It you guys know what it means. Like, you know what it feels like to have that release. And this book is a release for all these Kiss fans in the celebrity world. They want to get this stuff out, and they found a nice place to do it. And we put a lot of work into this, guys. So we're not going to half-ass it. You guys are going to really like what we're going to put out. And we definitely wanted to share it with you.
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah. And once everything is obviously ready to go live with links and all that stuff, now that the official announcement has been made, we will keep everybody up to date, and you won't miss a beat, but trust us.
Yeah, we'll be posting updates on release dates and pre-orders and all that stuff, and possibilities to get signed books from us, and maybe we'll do a little book tour, the three of us. We'll get in our Volkswagen, and we'll drive around city to city, meeting each and every one of you.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll have it for the first Shout It Out Loud Cast Fest that Tom and I have been talking about.
There you go. That's right.
And Joe, you might get an invite. We'll give you a little booth in the corner.
Well, you didn't
Joey,
tell them.
Just don't take away my sunlight, would you?
You didn't tell them the first incentive. If we reach 10,000 books sold, Hall of Fame lock, baby, right here.
Says who?
Dude,
that was.
Do not bring that shit up.
It's in our contract. It's in the contract. I put it in the fine print. It's so, trust me, it's so little you can't even see, but it's in there.
Oh.
Heavy Mail Loudcast Fest at Great Woods. Yes, that's what we're going to do. Forget about Lollapalooza. It'll be Loudcastapalooza. That's
all
what we're going to do.
All your favorite guests will be there. Pepe Castro.
Eddie London brings it up, and so has many people. No, this is not the book that you are all joking about. Trust us.
It has nothing to do with magic, guys. We don't need money from you guys to do this book.
Wesley Snipes from White Man Can't Jump just commented.
Wesley Snipes is a huge Kiss fan. Didn't you know that?
We'll call him up for the book.
That's where I get my tax advice from, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. A collect call from State Penitentiary. Wesley Snipes here looking to comment.
Looking for Ace's tax accountant. Hey, Tony Barone from ABCPA Inc. Right, Wesley needs some help.
Oh, man.
SQ Inc., if you want to sponsor the book, let us know. We'll put your logo in the book. We'll come up with a number.
By the way, there's been some jokes about the forward, et cetera, et cetera. Don't worry. We're working on that. You will find out who's doing the forward when it gets there.
You'll love it.
Lisa Sparks is going to review Take Me.
She's going to review Take Me Down Below.
Oh, phew. It's funny because a lot of people have mentioned, our goal originally when we started this was like, okay, let's try to have it ready for December.
Yeah.
For the holidays, the end of the Kiss, the Kiss final concert. It's not worth it. We don't want to rush it.
No, it could have been ready, but it wouldn't be what it's going to be when we release it early next year, because we're just the one, everything. One stone unturns another stone. We ask one person and then they go, oh God, who would love to do this?
Yes.
And they put us in touch with three other people. So it's just every person we get, the Kiss tree, family tree, just keeps, growing branches. So we want to make sure, this is a be all end all Kiss book of every, we're not like just reviewing the first two albums or the first three albums, because then we could do these rapid fire, but we're releasing it and we're doing every single Kiss song. So we want to make sure we get a lot of people involved that really want to be involved.
Yep. And feel free, if anybody knows anybody that would make sense to be in this book, to let us know and let them know.
Yeah, and Heavy Mayo, we don't care what you think about Dynasty, so we're not asking you to contribute to this.
Yeah, sorry, guys. There's some standards we'd like to. We don't even think we should be in the fucking book. It reminds Wesley, fucking half of you idiots.
We got to get Wesley Snipes' number. He keeps commenting.
Heavy Mayo just announced he's doing a book on the outfield. He's going to have comments about every outfield song.
Yeah. Will it be available on Amazon? That's where you'll most likely find it of all.
Yep. Yes.
Joey has a lot of experience. He's got a lot of books. Go find Joey's store on Amazon. Wink, wink. You owe me now.
It will 100% be available on Amazon. Again, pre-orders will be probably available on Amazon first, and then, you know, the book will be followed shortly after. And, you know, we haven't discussed Kindle versions and audiobook versions. That'll all probably follow in months to come, whatever. But let's get this book out, and then we will take it from there.
Joey,
yeah, no, one Joey, of the things,
Joey, Kiss fans don't know what a Kindle is. They barely, come on, they don't know that.
One other thing I was going to say, we may get look into in the future a limited edition hardcover book.
Yep,
a little bit different. Maybe release that as something. But you guys are going to like it. You're going to like hearing who you're hearing from. It's not, you know, Johnny Coolballs, the janitor from your local high school, telling you what he thought about Deuce.
Oh, you know, well, we might. I mean, I missed. You know what? Let's tell everybody now.
It's Carl from Breakfast Club, the janitor. He's going to tell you, Tom.
Mr. Feces is doing the forward. Let's just tell everybody right now.
King, Mr. Feces, Cukes,
the housekeeper, they're all going to be in there.
Let me tell you something. That book would probably sell.
Yeah. And Carl from the Breakfast Club.
Exactly.
But we're really looking forward to this, guys. Honestly, this has been a lot of hard work. But it's fun doing it with these two guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
at least I can speak for myself.
Absolutely.
Hey, and it's usually something like, hey, you two shitheads, did you fucking get this into me?
No, dipshit.
We already emailed it. Speaking
of which, you moron, live right now, send me those other ones I've been torturing you about for the last 2 days.
You have them, you fucking...
I don't have them. My email was off when I was away, idiot.
Joey,
it doesn't stop working because you're on a cruise.
Send them again. I don't have them.
We need to let everybody know why you didn't get the first emails we sent. This is Joey. Please send these emails again. I didn't get them because I was on a cruise. Fancy boy can't pay for the Wi-Fi on his cruise.
Forward me the previous email you sent. I don't have it.
He thinks the email follows him to a cruise line. Oh, he must have got lost with the connection.
I'm more than happy to fucking leave Mama Zeus out. That's the fucking review we're waiting for. No, if you guys don't want those in, I'm all for it.
The Paul Heider's comment, this is where the project stalls now.
Come to this. And there'll be a documentary on it. As you can see here, the last comment made by Zeus here, and you see Joey's reaction. Fucking asshole.
This is perfect. The live stream, just like Chris Rock, grand opening, grand closing. This is it. The book's done.
Wesley Mayo, I need two new partners. Call me.
Wesley Snipes. That's gonna go into the thank you acknowledgement and thank you to Wesley Snipes.
I'll tell you right now. I'll fucking call Jerry from Facts of Life right now. She will be in 2 seconds. You know that.
Don't do it.
She'll be in. You know she will.
Why don't you write to her and go, hey, I'm writing a Kiss book and I need you to comment. What did you bring me up for? Oh.
Listen to this episode. You'll love it.
Jeff Trott's only comment of the entire live stream.
I'm not going to read it.
No, don't.
No, read it. How would you pronounce that?
No, we're not doing that.
My Daniel Hall of Houston writes, she hasn't worked in 40 years.
Yeah, but the body of work she had it's perfect. Come on.
Good Lord.
Oh, guys. Oh.
In her IDMB, he'll be shouting out loudcast episode 38 with Joey Quesada.
You know what gives me? They give me an idea right now. I might scrap this book and start the Facts of Life fucking episode review book. Fuck it. I get Natalie, Chubby Natalie. I get Jerry. I get Tootsie. What's her name again?
Tootie.
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 Tootie. That's a movie.
I know. I don't think Mrs. Garrett is still with us, so you're not going to be able to get her.
Fat ass.
Yeah.
I can tell you, guys. Someone posted a picture of Alice from the Brady Bunch the other day with like a different hairstyle.
That's how old. So you're
Joey the Butcher.
Joey's gone from thinking that Marsha is hot to thinking that Alice, the housekeeper, is hot.
Let me tell you something. Alice was only 40 years old when she filmed that. She looks like she's 80.
Fantastic. That'll be in the book too, guys.
Yeah.
Joey's thoughts on middle age.
Chapter two, the middle tone experience.
Perfect. Come on. God. Facts, let me tell you something. Facts of Life is a show that doesn't get enough coverage.
All you, brother.
It gets enough coverage.
You know, you take the good, Tom. You take the
bad.
And
there's your next top five episode right there.
You take them both, and there you have.
Actually, you know what? That's a great idea. Joey, you and Ernie, next top five episode, rank the girls of Facts of Life.
Like weight-wise? What are you talking?
By the end of that show, I think everybody was a little bit hefty.
Oh, God. Yeah,
they were dipping into catering on set a little too often, I think.
Spin-off of Different Strokes.
Mike Reese, the time Alice messed up her back because that butcher was throwing her all that free meat. Here we go. This is what happens. Wait, look at Jepson. Jepson, go back and watch the friggin' video, you clown. Where were you?
Stupid idiot. Where were this? He signs on now. What time is it? It's 8:35. You missed everything.
He's too busy. He took a nap.
Hey, guys, anything else you want to add?
No, we're good. That's it. The announcement's here. It's out. It's out in the open, baby.
Yeah, it's good, guys. It's good. Everyone, seriously, I know we're joking around, but it's going to be so much. You guys are going to love the shit out of this book. It's going to be it's something you can just read over and over and over again because you're going to find something new every time you read it from all these celebrities reviewing our basically our lives, right? The Kiss catalog to me is like my life story. It's every song means something to me. So hearing other people's takes and famous celebrities talking about, you know, what Just a Boy fucking meant to them when it first came out. It's mind-boggling. And there really is stuff like that in there.
There is. Yep. It's going to be amazing. We're excited. I mean, we wanted everything to be right, which is why we even wanted to make sure that this announcement was ready to go. We wanted to make sure that everything is perfectly lined up for you guys. And we're thrilled. And we thank you for all the kind words, the congrats, and the excitement. We're thrilled too, and that makes us even more excited. So we'll have some more
name drops a little bit later. But
yeah,
you've already dropped a bunch, but you'll see from the difference in, again, musicians, actors, wrestlers, writers, songwriters, authors.
Yep.
You name it, we got it.
Yep.
And you're probably looking at, I don't know, 50 to 60 different people.
Yep.
Oh, at least.
Yep. At least.
Right. And every song is covered at least five times.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we can't wait till you guys see. Yeah, we know Eddie Trunk opened up his big mouth. Everyone's mentioned that.
Okay.
Yeah,
what did he do?
Oh, you didn't know? I thought we told you.
I don't remember.
He mentioned something about somebody. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do remember. Yeah.
You know, my friends from Tom and Zeus from Shout Out Loudcast, they got a book And a few people were writing to us and saying, hey, do you have a book coming out? We're like, I don't know.
We're like, what's he talking about? That doesn't make any sense. What?
Nice, guys. You're lying to the listeners now. Perfect.
That's right.
That's right, baby.
That's right.
Disgusting.
So,
guys, thanks. Thank you so much.
Last thing, Tom.
What's
Someone
go ahead.
Got the Jeff, what do you call it, on the bottom there. Do you see it? His comment?
Oh, the kings of R&B, ribs and barbecue.
Jamie Foxx. I love it. Oh. Yeah. So guys.
What do we do now? 55 minutes of mailbag? What do we do now?
Feedback.
Idiots. The worst.
Hey, real quick. Gary Kapp, see you guys next week at the location of your choice. Yes, we're going to. I know, guys, we've been so swamped. We're going to figure out where we're going to try to meet up.
Trunk is a Malacca.
It's not going to be anything formal, but trust us, when we're in New York City, we'll make sure that all the loudcasters out of there can kind of hook up somehow.
Yeah, anybody, we're leaving it out there, anybody that's going to be New York, sounds like this guy's going to be New York too with us. Anybody's going to be there, reach out to us. You can either on the Facebook or our group page, Patreon, wherever, reach out to us. Let us know. We'll be there. We're going to be there Thursday. We're going to the Craig Gass show Thursday night at 9 p.m.
Yep.
And then I can tell you we'll be around New York most of the time. We're not hitting any like bar events. We're not doing any of that stuff.
Nope.
But we will find somewhere to hang out. And please let us know where everyone else is going to be around. We can't wait to see you guys. It's almost here.
Yep.
And we're going to have a ton of fun, guys.
Yep. That's right. Cool.
So, guys, thank you very much. Much appreciated. Joey, thank you. Tom, thank you. Loudcasters, thank you. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Hall of Fame.
Hit the music. What I'd like now is for all you fat, out of shape, worldwide kiss-tards to keep the noise down while I show your ladies what a real sexy man looks like.
Listen, all you people out there sitting on rented furniture, settle down.
Cut the music.
Anybody seen Richie? Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.